Taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
It's Monday on the Steve Gerber Show. Thank you for your support. The phone number here, if you want to join the conversation, is 888-900-9966. That's 888-900-9966. You can also go to the Steve Gerber Show on Facebook or stevegerber.com to keep up with blogs and postings and musings. Plus, that really good piece I just put up from ABC News. Well, really good in showing how biased the left is. That 2009 piece from ABC News telling us that we would be out of oil and, you know, millions would be starving to death by 2015. That's right, this year. Well, that didn't happen. And in fact, as they predicted in that piece, gas would be $9 a gallon at least. Milk would be $12 a gallon at least. That didn't happen either. Gas is on its way down to $2 a gallon currently. Our next guest here to discuss some of these topics and how to fight poverty in a more sensible way as opposed to trying to scare the daylights out of everybody with nonsensical BS. Oren Kass here, senior fellow from the Manhattan Institute. Welcome to the program, Oren.
Hi, Steve. It's great to be back.
Great to have you back on the program. I think BS is a technical term that covers a lot of what I see from the left. It always comes back to the same thing. America's the problem. America's because we consume too much, we're too greedy, we create poverty, when actually the free market system creates more prosperity and lifts more people out of poverty than any single thing in history.
Well, I think that's exactly the right way to look at it, and you even see that if you talk about kind of the last 6 or 8 years with President Obama. You know, everything that he has said he's doing and he's pursuing in the name of working people and in the name of trying to fight things like poverty is not getting it done. If anything, it's making it worse because it only stands in the way of getting the economy growing and creating good jobs.
So, okay. Let's put aside the sky is falling nonsense. Let's talk about building a machine that continues to work because, again, we have more people come to our country, both legally and illegally, each year than every other nation in the world combined. Why? Economic possibilities. Primarily, I think that is it. You have the possibility of creating a better life for you and your family. That's why people come here, is it not?
I think that's exactly right. I mean, for all the problems that are created by illegal immigration, it's certainly it's an endorsement of what's working in America in some senses, that this is the country where people want to be.
Yeah, they want to be here because they have the opportunity to be successful. And so while people are coming here by the millions to create their new life and follow the American dream, those on the left denigrate the American dream, attack it for what it is, because I don't think they truly understand the fact that people that work for their own accomplishments and their own family are far more successful than those that work for a socialist program.
Well, and I think that gets to the heart of the question of you know, there are lots of people out there who are struggling, and so what do you want to do to help them? You know, the left's approach to say, well, we should help them with more government programs, and we should help them by just substituting, you know, food stamps and housing vouchers and Medicaid, even though, among other things, those programs aren't very good.
Now, one of the programs
saying,
that,
how do we help those people work?
Yeah, one of the programs that, you know, I didn't understand it very well until a few years ago when my accountant says, look at this, here's a working mother, she's about 40, making about $45,000 a year with two kids, and she got $9,000 more back from the government than she put in, called the Earned Income Tax Credit. And this is one of the things that is a cornerstone that you say needs to be replaced in a plan for you to help the working poor.
Well, that's right. And the, you know, I think of all the anti-poverty programs out there, the Earned Income Tax Credit is probably one of the better ones because it doesn't say we'll pay you something if you're not working. It says we'll pay you something if you are working. And so the idea is that if you're working at a very low wage job, and at the end of the year your earnings are only, you know, around the poverty level, let's say $15,000 or $20,000, then instead of paying taxes at the end of the year, you're going to get a tax credit. And so what that means is it's almost as if you were getting paid more during the year. The problem with it, of course, is that you know, getting this tax credit back a year after you did the work, first of all, doesn't really feel like you're getting paid for the work. It's not all that likely to kind of make it look like it was a good job to take. And especially if you're low income, getting a huge lump sum, almost windfall after the fact, isn't what your family finances need. What you need is more money in every paycheck. And so what I'm really interested in is saying, you know, instead of just waiting until a year later and then having this huge tax credit land in someone's bank account or in their mailbox, why don't we just say, look, if we want to make work pay, and we all believe that if somebody's working hard and trying to make ends meet, they should be earning enough money to make ends meet, then let's take that money we're spending anyway and spend it to top up somebody's wage. So if they're earning $8 an hour, let's add another $2 an hour in there. So they have to do the work, but they get more money in their paycheck.
And what about this this minimum wage push across the country in Florida, California? I mean, it shows no signs of going away, although in California, you know, the unions say, hey, we're all for it, except we only want to pay our people $12. And you see, you know, other really hypocritical comments being made by those that allegedly support this idea.
Well, Brad, you know, the minimum wage is the other way to think about this, and the one that I think the left prefers, and it really reflects what's wrong with how the left approaches these issues, because what the minimum wage argument says is, gosh, you know, somebody's only earning $8 an hour. We think they should be earning $10 an hour or $12 an hour. Let's just make a law that says you have to pay them $10 an hour or $12 an hour. And that's not how the real world works. When you make that law, you're going to get fewer people hired. And by the way, somebody still has to pay that difference, right? It's not free money. And what the evidence suggests is that who really pays it is customers. So prices go up, fewer people have jobs, and it's a lot of those people you're trying to help who have to pay the higher prices. And so if you really want to help people who are earning low wages, I think the way to do it is to add additional money to their wages, not to go and create these mandates that tell someone else to go pay them extra money.
But how do you get there, Orrin? And we're on the line with Orrin Cass from the Manhattan Institute. I mean, let's be honest, the left doesn't want it, and the Republicans most days anymore have about as much spine as a jellyfish. So how do we get anywhere? A bunch of feckless politicians serving their own needs and working for re-election and ignoring the rest of us most of the time.
Well, I guess I'll disagree with you there a little bit, just that I think, you know, one of the nice things about this idea is that there is maybe some opportunity to make progress. And the reason I say that is because, you know, the earned income tax credit is actually something that's popular with both some Democrats and Republicans. So actually, President Obama has proposed increasing it, and Congressman Paul Ryan has also proposed increasing it. And of course, the difference is Congressman Ryan wants to find somewhere else to cut spending, and President Obama wants to pay for it by raising taxes. But I think if we take the basic idea that everybody wants to be able to get more money to the working poor, and we say, gosh, we already spend a lot of money on the working poor through programs like Medicaid and food stamps that just aren't very good programs, then I think there's some opportunity to get both sides to agree that we all want to get more money to the working poor, and we can find a better way to do it.
All right, Orrin, thank you so much. Orrin Cass, Manhattan Institute.